13. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. It's text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yo,
yo
Namavir
Vachi
Janam
Nijayam
Bhadnati
Tantriyam
Eva
Namavir
Gha Yasmai
Balim
Ta
Ime
Nama
Karma
Nirbandha
Badhash
Shakita
Bahanti
Yo Namabhi Bachi Janam Vijayam Bhadnati tantram miva dhamabhigan Tashmai balim taimi nama karma Nirbandha badhas chakita vahanti Yo namabhi vachi janam nijayam Bhadnati tantriyam nivadama virgan Tashmai balim tai mi nama karma Nirbandha badas chakita vahanti Yo namabhi vachi janam nijayam Bhadnati tantriyam miti tamabhirgha Tashmai balim taime nama karma Nirbandha badas chakiti tavahanti Padnati tantra mivadama virga Yasmai balim tai minam makarna Nirbandha bhaktas chakita paham Yo namabhi vachi janam nijayam Bhadnati itam tram nivadam abhirgam Tashmai balim tai minam karma Nirbandha badas chakita vahanti Yo namabhi vachi janam nijayam Time enough. Yebandavadasyakityahanti. Ya.
Ya.
Ihu.
Ihu.
Narmabhi.
Narmabhi.
By different names.
Bachi.
Bachi. To the Vedic language. Janam. All people. Nijayam. Which has emanated from himself. Bhadnanti. Binds. Tantriyam. To a rope. Eva. Like. Dhammabhi. By cords. Gha. Bulls. Tashmai. Yasmai. Unto whom? Balim. A small presentation of taxes. Te. All of them. Ime. These. Namakarma. Of names and different activities. Nibandha. By the obligations. Badha. Bound. Chakita.
Being fearful.
Bahanti.
Carry.
Translation. The purport by His Divine Grace of Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Just as the driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of His words in the Vedas, which set forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras. In fear, the members of these orders worship the Supreme Lord by offering Him presentations according to their respective activities. Please repeat. Just as the driver of a bullock cart ties rope through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of His words in the Vedas, which set forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. In fear, the members of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering Him presentations according to their respective activities. Purport. In this material world, everyone is conditioned, regardless of who he is. One may be a human being, a demigod, or an animal, tree, or plant, but everything is controlled by the laws of nature, and behind the natural control is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, wherein Krishna says, Madhyakshina prakritihi suyatesha chara charam. The material nature is working under my direction and producing all moving and non-moving beings. Thus, Krishna is behind the natural machine which works under His control. Apart from other living entities, the living being in the human form of body is systematically controlled by the Vedic injunctions in terms of the divisions of varna and ashrama. A human being is expected to follow the rules and regulations of varna and ashrama. Otherwise, he cannot escape the punishment of Yamaraj. The point is that every human being is expected to elevate himself to the position of a Brahmana, the most intelligent man. And then one must transcend the position to become a Vaishnava. This is the perfection of life. The Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Shudra can elevate themselves by worshipping the Lord according to their activities. Shri Shri Karmani Abhirata Sham Siddhim Labhati Naraha. The divisions of Vana and Ashram are necessary to ensure the proper execution of duties and peaceful existence for everyone. But everyone is directed to worship the Supreme Lord, who is all-pervading. Yena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Lord exists vertically and horizontally, otam protam. And therefore, if one follows the Vedic injunctions by worshipping the Supreme Lord according to one's ability, his life will be perfect. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.2.13. Atapumbi dvija shrishta vanashrama vigakasha svanushtitasya dharmasya samsidir haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by describing his prescribed duties, by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to the caste divisions and orders of life, is to please Lord Hari. The Vana Ashram institution offers a perfect process for making one eligible to return home back to Godhead, because the aim of every Vana and Ashram is to please the Supreme Lord. One can please the Lord under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. And if one does so, his life is perfect. The Supreme Lord is worshipable, and everyone worships him directly or indirectly. Those who worship him directly get the results of liberation quickly, whereas the liberation of those who serve him indirectly is delayed. The word namabhiya vachi are very important. In the Vana Ashram institution, there are different names: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Dibak, or Vedic injunctions, give directions for all these divisions. Everyone is expected to offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord and perform his duties as indicated in the Vedas. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakriya Takshuran Mirtanjina Tashmai Shri Gravina Maha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadha Shivashari Gol Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare So here's he's giving a nice example of how a bull is being controlled. The bullock cart, they tie a rope through his nose, and wherever they pull, he will go that way. He's directed by that. So by following the pulling of the reins of the driver, then bullock will go this way, he will go that way. So, in the same way, by the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, these are like the reins. And if we accept these reins, or the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that becomes our direction in life. Just as we control the bulls by the reins, we follow Krishna's instructions, and that's our reins, and it guides us through our life. And by doing that, one becomes sinless. And as it says, he doesn't have to see Yamaraj or the Yamadutas. So here is the perfection of life. All these different situations, Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra Vanaprastha Sannyas Grihastha Brahmachari. They're all different names for different activities, and each has their codes of conduct. If you're a Brahmana, you're expected to act in this way. If you're a Grihastha, you're expected to have in this way. So whichever Vana and Ashram, there are codes of conduct, how you do what you do. You're supposed to do according to the laws given by Krishna and Manu Samhita, that is given as the Varnashrama system. So you've got to do something in this world. So Krishna is given a program. Here's how to act in the material world according to your situation, whether you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa, or according to your situation, this is how you behave, or you should behave. And so then that becomes the culture, that is the way to live amongst Aryan people who actually follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who don't follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are considered uncivilized. Civilization begins from sudra, being a faithful servant of the other castes, but you're within the realm of the Lord's instructions, you're following the Lord's instructions through Vana Ashram. And everyone is following the Lord's instruction. And he's pointing out here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is how we can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari Toshanam. Simply by sticking to this program that's been given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The program is for our happiness, actually. You can become happy by performing these activities and in the end go back home, back to Godhead. So it's very beneficial for the living entities. And if you don't make that decision to follow Vana Ashram, then Maya will make you follow her program. She won't stop. So that's your choice. You can follow the orders of God. If you don't do that, then Maya will tell you what you should do and what you should not do. And then one gets lost again in the material pool. So so by following Krishna's instructions, one becomes purified. See, the universe is created by Krishna for our living entities' desires, illegal desires or illawful desires to enjoy separately from Krishna or to imitate Krishna. Though Krishna's kindly arranged to create the universe to fulfill the desires of the rebellious living entities, and he's arranged it in such a way that you can live in this world, you can live social life or renounced life, whatever your walk of life is, you can live that life. And but whatever you do, you offer unto Krishna. Do you do for his pleasure? And as a result of that, you get more pleasure back. In other words, you become more purified, you get more elevated. The higher in the modes of material nature, the more happiness you get. The mode of goodness is very conducive for happiness. It's a result of goodness. So the whole scheme of Vana Ashram, that along with the Vedas and or the creation of the universe, Krishna's given the Vedas. These are the manual, the guidebook, how to live in the material world. Just like you get a manual for, you buy some electronic machine or something like that, you get a user's manual, how to operate it. So the Vedas are the user's manual of the universe, how to use this universe. In the best way for maximum happiness, because that's what we want, after all. So Krishna tells you that. Even though we're competing with Krishna, Krishna says that here's a program you can get maximum happiness. Krishna's not at all envious. He's very, very kind, even to those who are envious to him. Still, he creates the universe for them because they can't do it. He gives them the best facility to act, so they can get most happiness. So that is his kindness. So those who follow these injunctions of the Vedas, then slowly they become purified. So the Varnashram system is actually a built-in system of self-realization. You're leading a social life or whatever. It seems like everything's going on as normal and how everyone should behave. But by this, one is becoming purified because you're following the instructions of Krishna. You're surrendering to the instructions of Krishna. Chaturvanam mayasvishtam gunakambi. I created this division in society. I made it. In India today, they say, well, that old-fashioned system is gone, it's finished. But how you can finish God's creation? He said, I made these divisions in society. Everywhere you look, there are brahmanas. Intellectual people, everywhere you look, there are Kshatriyas. Everywhere you look, there are Vaishyas. Everywhere you look, there are Sudras. How can it be that an old program is finished? Right before our eyes, we see it at every moment. Because Krishna's designed it like that. So you cannot destroy it simply by saying it doesn't exist. You may say it doesn't exist, it's an old-fashioned thing, it doesn't exist anymore, but practically it's existing at every all the time, because these classes of people are there, you can see them very clearly. And you cannot change God's laws and say it doesn't exist, what's going to exist and what's not going to exist. That's up to Krishna. So it's a system, it's a built-in system of self-realization. You get, as a sutra, a faithful sutra, then you serve the higher castes and you get elevated. Sutra means mode of goodness, but by service, slowly you'll get elevated to rajaguna. Slowly you get elevated to sattva-guna. Slowly you'll get elevated from a brahmacharya to a grihastha. Slowly you get elevated from a grihastha to a vanaprastha. Slowly you get from a vanaprastha to a sannyas. So it's all a purifying process, it's a progression, is there, and it's built in. So everybody's acting in society, but what is going on, like unseen, is the modes of material nature are being, or that we've acquired are becoming purified. Simply by our activities following Varnashram, because they are God's instructions. They're given by instructions. That means that must have some meaning. There must be some purpose behind it. It's nothing whimsical. So everybody's advised to worship by his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it doesn't matter what division you're in, you're all different varieties. Brahmas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, Brahmacharis, everyone is different varieties. But one thing is in common, whatever I am, I'm doing that for Krishna. Whatever is my occupation, I'll do it for Krishna's satisfaction. That becomes common amongst all living entities. So in this way it says, like, if you follow this, then you can go back to Godhead slowly. Of course there is much faster processes than Varnashram, because you've got to spend a 100 lives performing Varnashram very perfectly. You'll be to take a birth as Lord Brahma, if you want to get up in the scale, which most people do want in the material world. They come here to be on top. So, what's it saying? By following these instructions, one becomes gradually elevated. When Ramananda Roy was talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he said this answer. What is perfection of life? Engage in everything in the service, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. And of course, said yes. But there's faster processes. Go on. Go on, tell me something more. They're faster process. They don't want to wait 100 births to become a Lord Brahma. So there are faster processes. So that is the process of pure bhakti. Bhakti is there in Varnashram because you're offering everything to Krishna, but it's mixed. It's mixed with the Varnas and Ashramas. It's not pure. So it takes, it's a slow progression. You're purifying your existence by following these processes of Krishna's instruction. So it's a built-in system of mind and sense control. You're not acting like a yogi, but actually you are a yogi because you're controlling your mind and controlling your senses by the activities which are ordained by Krishna in relation to everyone and everything else. So like this, and the world goes on peaceably, but slowly we take to the direct process and pure devotional service, and it becomes very quick, even in one lifetime. So we see here is a result of Ajamil's one lifetime, and he's able to go back to Godhead, even though he was the most simple person. So this is what the human form of life is really meant for. According to Ajamil's activities, karmic activities, he should have gone to hell, he should have seen the Yamarajas, he should have done so many things, but because of that, bhakti was there. And he took shelter of the holy name, and therefore he was saved, he was all changed around from him. So there are lower standards and higher standards. And the lower standards are gifts because most people want that. People didn't come in this world to become pure devotees. They left that situation. They left the supreme abode of Krishna, Goloka, which is only pure devotion goes on there. So they didn't come here in the material world to perform devotion. They come here to try to enjoy and be separate from Krishna. So they choose the second process, the secondary process of karmakanda, etc., so that they can get material enjoyment there out of their activities. But the process of devotional service is so fast that it can all be finished in one lifetime. We'll speak of 100 lifetimes. That's getting the position of Brahma, then even from there you've got to go further. So like this, so this is the analogy here of Krishna is, by his ropes of his words, that's his words, his instructions, they're like guiding us. So Krishna is guiding us if we allow him to guide us through his words, just like the driver is driving the bull. So so Ajamil, he's just been instructed on the glories of chanting the holy names. It's very, very confidential what's been given here. Another amazing thing that's happening here is that not only Ajamil, but these Yamadutas, they're going to go back to Godhead also. Because they chanted the name of Narayana, they're already liberated. Because they said, when they met Yamaraj, he called the name Narayana. And then these four beautiful people came. So they chanted the name Narayana. Why they were describing, that means all their sins are gone. And then they heard, they had the association of the pure devotees, the Vishnu Dutas, moments association. They had that association, they're not going to forget, and personally the Vishnu Dutas instructed them. They were bewildered. They went to see Yamaraj, And then Yamaraj gave them enlightenment. How fast that? They chanted the name of one time, and probably the same day they were enlightened, because they went back to Yamaraj and he enlightened them. He's a Mahabhagavata. He enlightened them on this, the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone's relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Yamadutas, undoubtedly, they were also liberated at the end of their life. We're not going to forget this conversation. It was very interactive. They got beat up practically by the Vishnu Dutas. And then they were enlightened just by chanting the holy name, and a few hours later they were enlightened. All their sins have gone and they were enlightened and the real fact of life. So they must have also gone back to Godhead. So this is the power and the potency of the holy name. That's why it is so confidential, the glories of the holy name. Because when you're actually given the holy name at the time of Krishna, you're being given love. You're giving Krishna in its seed form. The Krishna's nature is love. You're being given that love for Krishna. It's something very, very confidential. That's why this chapter is described as very confidential, because it's specifically the glorifying the holy name in the Bhagavatam. So it's right in the middle. The six cantos, there's 12 cantos, it's right in the middle, being protected by the other cantos up and down. It's very, very confidential, so it's being kept here. So it's the fact that this is what Krishna is giving. Love for Krishna, because he is none different than his holy name. It's a fact that everyone wants to love and be loved. And that love finds its perfection when one enters that relationship with Krishna. This is the ultimate perfection for the living entities. It's a very confidential thing. It's love. Everybody cherishes love. It's a very confidential thing. You don't cast your poils before the swine, they say. It's something very confidential. So it has to be protected. So it is protected by these, like we have 10 offenses against the holy name. And we have to follow those offenses very carefully. This is the protection. Otherwise Krishna is none different than his holy name. And the Guru gives Krishna, at the time of initiation, his Guru is giving you Krishna in the form of his holy name, but it's in the seed form. And now you've got to culture that seed. You've got to be very careful of offenses against the holy name, and you've got to perform activities favorable for cultivating the holy name. So it's in this way Krishna is protected. You got Krishna. It's a fact you get Krishna at the time of initiation. Prabhupada said Krishna recognizes you also from that time on by your name you're given. But it has to be cultivated, because if Krishna says, if my devotee favors someone, then I'm inclined I'm sold out to that person, because he's my devotee's object of affection, then automatically I become surrendered to that person. So I said that, and if the person is unqualified, he may be put Krishna in a precarious position, that he may have to give himself, but the person is not very, very qualified. So it's a dangerous situation. So therefore Krishna gives his mercy to come through the Guru. So therefore we see that the Guru, Sadhu, they're very careful. They're giving Krishna, but it's in a seed form, and it's protected by so many, like, 10 offenses and things like that. But otherwise Krishna is there, but he has to be protected. Otherwise it's offensive. The greatest thing can become our greatest disaster. We can blaspheme devotees who are propagating the holy name. And that's the worst thing we can do. It's completely the opposite. Everything is destroyed. It's protected very carefully, and how we look after that's an individual thing. Just like in Shaligram worship, in deity worship, we have Shaligram Shila. Though they say it's very strict worship, Gaura-Nitai is very merciful. Jagannath and Balaram, they're more strict. Radha Krishna strict. Shaligram, most strict, very strict. But actually Prabhupada said this is the form of the Lord's mercy. Krishna is so kind, he's come in like a little stone form. Anybody can easily handle the worship. You can get some tulsi leaves and manjaris and some ganga water and put it on. It's so easy to do that. Krishna's so kind that you can't give Radha Madhava Panchamrita Abhishek every day, big Radha Madhava. But the Shaligram, you can easily, we can give Panchamrita Abhishek easily, no problem. Easily, if you can't get that, just Ganga is there. You can make each day. Some tulsi leaves growing everywhere, you don't have money. But he's so kind to come and accept that. But if you disrespect him, if you neglect the worship, if you're out of laziness or just neglect, then he's very strict. But actually, he's very, very merciful. Very kind, very, very merciful to allow us to serve him in this form. But if you offend him by not after going through all that trouble, him coming as a stone, and you don't respect him properly, and you neglect the worship, or you're lazy, or whatever it is, then yes, he's very strict, and you can expect to get some. So the holy name is like that, is protected. He's very, very merciful, so merciful, but you have to be, what do you say, on your P's and Q's. So everybody has this individual, is an individual, and he has to make his own Krishna consciousness. The speed of becoming Krishna consciousness depends on the sincerity of the chanter. It's not because you have a sannyas dress that you're going to get the results of your devotional service, the roles of chanting Hare Krishna before the grihastha with 10 children. It's a question of sincerity that depends upon the speed in which you attain the goal. And last week I was giving class and I gave an example of birds, a flock of birds flying in the sky, and they, on the migratory flight, they go like, birds will fly from Europe to South Africa in the winter time because it's warm there, they don't like the cold weather. So they all go together and they go in a V-shape. Sometimes you see them flying through the sky. But if one of those birds falls down, the whole flock doesn't turn around and pick him up again. And the migratory flight goes on. Well, a couple of people said it sounded like a downer, you know, poor about devotees also. See, Krishna seems a bit, it seems like a bit unkind or a bit unfair that, I mean, we talk about devotee care, devotee love and everything. And they don't turn back for the bird, the weak bird fell down and the flock didn't. Seems a little bit mean. Not a very good example. But somebody also gave me a quote. It's quite interesting. I read it. And it's a letter to Hari, to Satsarupa Goswami. And it's about his Grihastha Ashram. He's inquiring about his Grihastha Ashram. And Prabhupada says, I think you will understand the instructions as I have given and try to follow as far as possible. Our relation is eternal, but if somebody lags behind, so in spite of our eternal relationship, one may not meet another at the destination. Just like a flock of birds, although very intimately related, every one of them has to fly in the sky by individual strength. If one is less strong, the others cannot keep him in the sky. That is the law of nature. So long every one of us is strong in Krishna consciousness, there is no doubt you can fly in the spiritual sky and meet together without failure. and therefore individual strength is most important. So you can make your own judgment. Anyway, I'm sorry if anybody was upset by that quote I made last week. So it is an individual thing. Spiritual life is an individual thing. There's another example Prabhupada gives. You've got to fly your own airplane. Right? You're on the ground. You want to become a pilot. You get all instructions. There's a guy in the cockpit with you. He tells you everything. Some places they even have aviation or something. They fix the airplane on the wire and they can move around and you can, just to get the feel for it. But when he goes up, after a lot of practice, he becomes the pilot. Now when he's that first time he goes up, now he's on his own. He's not on the ground anymore. All the helpers are not there. All of his teachers are not going to tell him what to do. He's got to fly his own airplane. So Prabhupada said, like that, every one of us, we have to fly our own airplane. because love of Krishna is an individual thing. It's the greatest thing. And it is individual. Everyone has a different loving relationship with Krishna. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says every soul has something different than all the others. So then that becomes special to Krishna. Everyone becomes very special to Krishna because they have one little quality, something special there that is unique to them. And Krishna likes that. So everyone is special in Krishna's eyes and everyone is individual. So this is the purpose of life is to understand our individual nature and existence in our relationship with Krishna. Prem Pumata Puman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. The final goal of life is love of Godhead. So, first it's all these purificatory processes have to be there, the Vanashram, etc. For devotees, they take directly to the bhakti process. It becomes very, very quick. So then it's up to the individual, his own strength. His own strength. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he's quoting on the Lord's Prayer. One should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And he gives a commentary on it, relating it to Shantaras, Dasaras, Shakiras, Vatsalaras, and Konjugal, and Madhuyaras. But in the... this, with all thy heart, with all thy soul. With all thy will, is it? Something like that. Anyway, he said, this alone is the strength of man. Our will, it's an individual, our own individual willing. This is the real strength of a person. Of course, we like to associate with devotees because they help us. But still, everybody's individual. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if one is not getting a taste from Krishna, it can only be due to his willfully withholding his consciousness from the sound vibration of the Holy Name. Should I repeat it? He says that if one is not getting a taste for Krishna, then it can only be due to willful withholding of his full attention to the Holy Name of Krishna. So you want to solve your problems? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with full attention. That's good. Then it's going to work. That speeds things up greatly. So that depends on my strength, on your strength, and the individual's strength. How we follow these instructions. So, by this process of bhakti, then Krishna, he takes the reins. He's guiding everyone. He's got the reins, like guiding everyone through the Vedas, through the Karmakanda activities, etc., purification. So his voice becomes the rein. His instruction becomes the horse. But Krishna, for devotees and Krishna personally, he personally guides them from within and without from Guru. This becomes very direct. Bhakti becomes very direct. Krishna actually personally interacts, personally guides, he personally reveals his presence, his form, qualities, pastimes, etc. When he sees we are sincere. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Any comment, question? It's a little bit late, it's almost 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna.
So can you explain more the ninth offense to holy name? To instruct a faithless person about the glories of holy name. Generally we're going and preaching. So to newcomers we are preaching, okay, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this is the glory, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will get this benefit. So it is offensive or what?
No, Srila Prabhupada says that we can preach to everyone, you please chant Hare Krishna, you'll be happy, you'll go back to Godhead. We can preach that, the glories of the Holy Name, but we cannot, he said, don't preach intimate details to non-devotees. The Deepa Prabhupada said devotees take risks. But anyway, not the confidential parts of the Holy Name. Dealing with Krishna's intimate relationships with his devotees or anything like that. But you can tell them to chant Hare Krishna. You're going to go back to Godhead. You're going to get liberation, become free. Your whole family will benefit. Generations before, generations after. Or even if they want material things, chant Hare Krishna. If you're akama, sarva kama, moksha kama, whatever desire you have, your Krishna will fulfill it if you worship Him. But not intimate parts where Krishna may be defamed or something like that. You want to add something?
Yeah.
The glories. Well, here you can preach like Achamya, the glory of Achamya. He was low class, he was lost everything. But simply by chanting the holy name, he became perfect Brahmana again and went back to Godhead. So it's confidential. Also, everything is confidential, isn't it? But it's not intimate. So, there is hope for everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
When we are flying about, somebody is going to be not so strongly closed down, but Krishna is giving the strength. How is it connected?
No, yeah, Krishna gives you strength if you choose. Some are choosing not to take advantage of that spiritual strength. It means they're going to choosing something else. So then they will fall down from the flock. If we make a choice not to be strong and accept the instructions, then that is our weakness. But we made the choice. We make the choice to come to Krishna, we make the choice to go away from Krishna.
So if everyone is ruined by himself, so what is the meaning of the root of care? And what is the use of the root of care?
Charity begins at home. So it means you're a devotee. So first you become Krishna conscious. You become convinced. You take care of your own spiritual. Now then you can take care of it. You can help others. So first you become perfect. Take care of your own spiritual life. And then you can save others. No, when you leave your body, you're on your own. When you're up there, you're on your own. At the time of death, you're on your own. You're on your own at the time of death, leaving the body. Unless you take shelter of Krishna in the holy name. So they're there to help. What do? You're surrounded by your loving friends, you're leaving your body. You have an intimate relationship with everybody. The moment you leave, it's all finished. You have no connection. They have no meaning anymore. You're not this body, it's all these relationships with this body. Of course, they're devotional. Devoted, they're helping us, they're chanting Hare Krishna. It's the best thing they can do. But when you leave the body, then all this is... What is your identity then? First become convinced yourself of your destination, who you are. Become convincible then. Yeah, then you can help others. That is real devotee care. Of course, in a society, when we're living and we're all alive, and devotee care means we keep them Krishna conscious. Not that we have to care for everyone who's lamenting, what about this, what about this, he's going to give me that, he's going to give me that. That's sudra. That's not Krishna consciousness. Sudra laments why we're not being cared for. No, you give Krishna, everybody knows what he's supposed to be doing, then he depends on Krishna. That is real devotee care. Krishna consciousness. Not helping, solving problems of some sutras, complaining sutras. Is that why you came to Krishna consciousness, to complain about the facility or the devotees? Or is that why you joined? No, we joined the woman going back to Godhead, so let's associate with those who are going back to Godhead and enthusiastic. That's what Krishna, material world means, you know, I'm complaining, so we leave the material world and come to Krishna conscious. Yes, Prashant.
years were already associating with Yamaraj, who is a Mahajan. So how is it that only after meeting with Ajumil when they chanted Hare Krishna did they get liberated?
How?
They were. How did they get liberated after associating with Ajumil? But or the Vishnudutas. But before that they were associating with Yamaraj, and he's a Mahajan. So why didn't they get love then?
Okay, why didn't they get a liberation? Because they were associating with Yamaraj, who was actually a Mahajana, yeah. So Yamaraj has two features. One, he's really, really ugly. He looks like he's got pointed teeth, and I saw some drawings. But anyway, he's really, really fearsome. He's not really Krishna conscious. He's talking about giving these people punishment. That's, he's into it, and those other he inspires them to do their job really nicely, you know, all the whipping and beating and cutting and tormenting. Yeah, he fires them up to do that because that's what they got to do. He has another form as a Vaishnava where he preaches Krishna consciousness to devotees. He's in the assembly of devotees. He speaks pure Krishna consciousness. So two features. So there's Yamadutas, generally they're not really much interested in Krishna consciousness. So he gives them a nice studi and gets them fired up. Hare Krishna. Gita Nagari Prabhu.
I've been in a few deathbed scenes in my life. And the real truth of it is if the guy is dying and takes too long to die, then all the family members just wish he doesn't. It's taking too long, it's too much of the family members get to the point where they go, well, you die already, so it's not only do you don't you fly your own plane, the family members throw you out. I mean it's very hard to take care of a dying man. And sometimes the family members get exhausted and just like
yeah. They're better off dead, they said. Poor person, they're suffering. Family member. Poor girl. She's suffering so much. Better off if she was dead.
Yeah.
It means it's a big trouble for me. I've got to look after them. Better off if they're dead afterward. No, they're going for so long.
Yeah, the living just want to get out of their life.
Yeah.
The person who died, definitely going to catch on his head. Everybody just begins to go, wow, I wish
you could
hurry up.
Yeah, I had that experience in my life. The family member said, she'd be better off dead because she's suffering so much. In other words, it's a problem for us, you know. If she's dead, then we get rid of a problem, we can enjoy again.
There's no hope for recovery. Will you please hurry up and die?
Like Walt Disney's relatives. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Veda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gopremanand.